The San Francisco Public Library is a modern seven-story building on a busy street in the center of the city. Every day it serves thousands of patrons, including Bruce Sokol. The carpenter has been out of work for a while. He's staying in a homeless shelter and appreciates the services offered at the library.
I use it as my home base. I use the cafe downstairs, and I read a lot.
Sokol is one of many jobless and homeless who find sanctuary in the library.
This is a public space. This is where people have a right to come in, have a right to enjoy the resources here.
Raj Parekh is a psychiatrist with the San Francisco Public Health Department and director of the city's homeless outreach team. He points out that extending the right to use the library may come with complications.
We saw a need at the library where a lot of homeless folks, a lot of mentally ill folks do come into the library to use the library very appropriately, but some of them also come into the library for reasons that are not, the library's not designed for.
Such as napping in quiet corners, using drugs, causing disturbances, and shaving, doing laundry, or washing more than their hands in the bathroom sinks. So library and health department officials teamed up and assigned a social worker to work with the homeless inside the library. Parekh says the first step is to redirect homeless people to shelters and showers.
While at the same time assisting them to hopefully get out of their homelessness, hopefully if they have mental illness to get treatment through the clinics that we have at Department of Public Health.
That's where social worker Leah Esguerra comes in. She's worked with the homeless in a mental health clinic. Now her territory is the library.
My goal is to be able to link the patrons who are homeless and chronic substance abusers, mentally ill, to the appropriate services.
Esguerra was assigned to the library job early last year and purposely takes a low-key approach.
People come here to study. So when they're in their space of, they have their books open in front of them, then I feel like it's an intrusion of their space for me to be able to talk to them and even introduce that I am a social worker and, even second-guessing, are they homeless? Would they be offended?
That's an important consideration, according to Assistant Chief of the Maine Library, Karen Strauss. She says the project emphasizes that library users are not labeled.
The library was interested in making this a welcoming, safe, secure, inviting place for all users, and anyone is welcome and everyone is welcome, the more the better.
As part of the project, four previously homeless people were hired to work part-time to monitor the library and the restrooms. One of them is Melvin Morris, who found housing and job training through the homeless outreach team. He's comfortable with another important part of his job, being a contact point for the homeless. Morris says first you get to know them, then ask privately if they want help.
Because the only thing they want is respect. You have to respect their boundaries.
Standing in the library atrium, with his clipboard and security phone, Morris radiates pride in his job and the lifestyle it's brought him.
So now I have my own place and I pay my own rent. I like it a lot. This is the first time in my life I ever had my own place.
The numbers suggest the program is changing lives. In just over a year, 250 people talked with Leah Esguerra. 35 found temporary housing and 15 found a permanent place to live. Two people got jobs. And Esguerra says she expects those numbers to go up as word of the program spreads. For VOA News, I'm Rhonda Miller in San Francisco.